Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. As we mentioned before the break, former Milwaukee Brave Andy Pafko has died. The native of Boyceville, Wisconsin, played outfield and occasionally third base for 17 seasons. He played in both of the Milwaukee Braves' trips to the World Series. He also played for the Brooklyn Dodgers in the 1952 World Series and for the Chicago Cubs in their last trip to the series in 1945. Along the way, his teammates included players like Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron, Duke Snider, and Eddie Matthews. We had a chance to visit with Andy Pafko at his home in northern Illinois 4 years ago as he reminisced about his playing days, starting with how he got his nickname, Handy Andy.
Well, I guess I played a number of positions. You know, I played the infield, the outfield, so that's probably why I got my name, Handy Andy, and it stuck with me.
You first started playing baseball, like before you were even in the major leagues, the story of... Were you in Little League or were you in high school? When did you start playing baseball?
Well, I started playing ball in high school, and some of the people that knew the game told me to go to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We had a professional baseball team, and I went there for a tryout, and I got signed to a professional contract, but I was sent home because the roster was full, so I figured, well, there goes my career. I'll be forgotten about. But I did go home and play around my hometown, and there was about a month left of the season in the Northern League in Eau Claire, and this brand-new car came into my parents' driveway. I said, who is this? And I was the manager of the Eau Claire Bears. He still remembered me, and he came, and he says, so why don't you take your clothes? And we're going to go to Eau Claire. We're going to finish the season, which I did, and that was my first start in the big leagues.
You came up to the big leagues in 1943, and you played until 1959. How fresh in your mind are those days of your playing days still in 2009?
Well, I still remember those were the good old days, and of course I played for a long time, a number of years, and I was so fortunate that I played for three different clubs, and all the three clubs went into the World Series. And I think of a guy like Ron Santo played all those years, and never had the opportunity. Here I played with on three clubs, and we all went to the World Series. So how lucky could I get? So I had a good career. I'm very lucky.
Do you remember your first game as a major leaguer?
Well, I think I do. I think the first time I came up to the plate, I hit a base hit, and of course that took the pressure off right away because you know trying to get that big league hit is awesome, but I took the burden off my shoulders, and then from then on became history.
Do you remember what it was like to be traded from the Cubs to the Dodgers?
Well, that's part of baseball, but I soon found out. I mean, to me, that was a big shock. I thought I was, you know, well established in Chicago, and all of a sudden, here I am, a Dodger. So, and of course, I was lucky. I played there for a number of years, and then of course, I was traded to the Boston Braves, who became the Milwaukee Braves, and that was another big break for me. I came home to finish my career as a big leaguer. So, I had a very lucky career.
It must have seemed pretty lucky, not only to have when you were traded to the Braves, they were the Boston Braves, and just a short time later, they announced they were moving to Milwaukee.
That was the biggest break in my career. I think I got a chance to play big league baseball in my home state.
And you said you went home to finish your career, but you actually played, six seasons in Milwaukee. Is that right? Five or six seasons?
I can't recall how many seasons, but I did play the longest in my career with the Milwaukee and stayed on as a coach, so that helped my career.
I'm curious because you played at a really interesting time as baseball was becoming integrated, and you actually had a chance to play with Jackie Robinson when you were both on the Dodgers, and then you played with Hank Aaron when you were both on the Milwaukee Braves. Let's talk about the Dodgers first, if we could. What was the atmosphere like between the black players and the white players?
Their thoughts would, but I consider myself the one, the luckiest guy in the world to play in the big leagues, and especially when the colored people came in. You know, I mean, probably a lot of people didn't like the color that came in, but they were given the opportunity. They had the experience and the knowledge to play the game, and I wished them well. And I was just glad to play with great athletes such as Jackie Robinson and the rest of them.
What was Hank Aaron like? What was it? He must have been under an incredible amount of pressure being the star that he was.
Just being around Hank Aaron was a great honor. I mean, I never thought I'd be that lucky to play with such a great ball player like he was. So,
well, and you were there when he was a rookie. When you were the veteran by then, and he walked in the clubhouse, and I guess it was 1954 was his rookie year.
He looked like a ball player. He built like a ball player, you know. So I don't know if I was built like a ball player. I was a farm boy, you know. I started on a farm where Hank Aaron, he became a great player and of his stature. So I was very fortunate to play with a guy like him.
Strange question, but you're 88 years old. The last time you played in a major league game was 50 years ago. Do your hands still remember what it felt like to hit a home run?
No, I never gave it a thought. I mean, if I hit a home run, I was just lucky. I never considered myself a home run hitter. I was a good contact hitter, and I had a pretty good eye for baseball, if it balls or strikes. So I was known for that in that regard.
Who was the hardest pitcher to face?
No question in my mind, the greatest pitcher that had a toughest time was Ewell Blackwell of Cincinnati Reds. I mean, every time we came to Cincinnati or they came to Milwaukee, I was glad when he was in pitcher, because if I know the day he was pitching, I got my 0-for-4. So to me, he was the toughest pitcher. But of course, there's a lot of great pitchers. But to me, Ewell Blackwell was number one of Cincinnati.
His nickname was the Whip, I think.
Yeah, right. He called him the Whip, and he really whipped it.
What about the parks? What was your favorite place to play?
Well, I enjoyed playing in Brooklyn and, of course, Cubs Park, you know. But I hated to play in a polo ground because I was more of a straightaway hitter. If you were a pull hitter, you were blessed because it was short down the line. But my power was more to left center and right center. So especially in New York, it was an automatic out. But I was very lucky to play in New York.
Right. The polo grounds had center field and was like 500 feet out.
Oh man, it was just a long walk. I mean, let alone to play in it. Let's put it that way.
Before we started recording, we were talking about the amount of money that baseball players make today. Can you talk about what it was like to earn a living playing baseball in the 40s and 50s? You actually had to have a part-time job as well during the off season, right?
Well, I always had a part-time job. I never really made that big money. I mean, especially in those days before TV came along, and of course that changed the whole change system.
What were the kinds of part-time jobs that you worked when you weren't on the ball field?
I always got part-time jobs, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, but nothing great. So I just had good enough job to stay to keep my name informed.
Major league teams travel on their own private jets today, and they stay in the best hotels and eat at the best restaurants. What was traveling as a major leaguer like in the 1940s and 50s?
Well, we used to travel by train. It's not like today. I mean, everything is first class. I mean, I wish I was playing today with my ability that I had, but the game has changed a lot.
How else do you think, obviously you're not playing anymore, how else, but as somebody who watches the game, how else do you think the game has changed?
Money. One word, just money. I mean, the game has changed a lot. I mean, like I said, when I played, I loved the game. I would have played it for nothing, like my wife did said. But baseball became a great sport, and I'm glad I was involved in it as a player, as a coach, and now as a fan. I still love the game. It is the most wonderful game that I could have chosen in my lifetime.
How did you know when it was time to retire? You'd played for the Braves from 53 to 59, and 59 was your last year. How did you know it was time to step back and go from playing to coaching?
Well, I think every player knows when it's coming to an end, because you can't do the thing that you can't do the things that you used to do. You know, getting on base and running here, running there. So it's a tough life to be in baseball as long as I have. And I consider myself a lucky guy to play as long as I have and met so many great people in a game of baseball.
Do you remember watching, because you had played with Hank Aaron for so many years, when he hit that home run in 1974 and number 715, he broke Babe Ruth's record. Was it something special for you, having actually played with Hank Aaron that many years before?
No, I never thought. I was just lucky to be on the same club to play with a great player of his talent, namely, you know, Hank Aaron. And not only he was a great player, but he's a great individual. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to see him on both sides of the fence. You know, I just love the guy. I'm glad I played with him, and that's about all I can say.
Former Milwaukee Brave, Brooklyn Dodger, and Chicago Cub Andy Pafko speaking with us in 2009. Pafko died Tuesday at a nursing home in Michigan at the age of 92. That's all for another week's worth of Lake Effects. We're produced by Dan Harmon, Stephanie Lecce, and Bonnie North, with able assistance from Eleanor Peterson and Nathan Royster. John Stralecki is our studio engineer. I'm Mitch Teich. Hope you have a terrific weekend, and I hope we can be part of your weekend. Lake Effect Weekend airs Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3, right here on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock.